49 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
We're going to land this thing, as I like to say, despite any sort of criticism I may get from Sam Cedar.
Sam Cedar? Who?
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're not even.
What? I'm sorry to interrupt you, buddy. The yelling guy, the guy from Poodle. Or the balls, I forget. Anyway,
oh, yeah, that guy.
He's on line one.
Okay, all right, put him through. Hey, man, what's going on? So how's that thing you're working on going?
You mean the revolution?
Yeah, how's the revolution going? Did you guys come up with a better name yet?
I'll admit we have made some unfortunate mistakes in the naming of our group in the past. We are no longer known as Nambla, Poodle, Gals, or Balls. We are now called the Tactical Elite and Battle Action Group.
Okay, so you're going with Teabag.
Teabag, Mark. We will go out across the land, find the evil, slanderous conservatives where they live, and teabag them into submission. They will feel one thing above all others, a stern and ferocious teabagging.
All right. Well, I think this is something you're going to have to find out on your own, buddy. But make sure you send me one of those T-shirts before you burn them, okay? So last week your group had a big, scary, revolutionary brunch. How'd that go?
The turnout at our rally.
Brunch.
Rally. Was disappointing, to say the least.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was me, my Shih Tzu stompers, who cannot be left alone, my girlfriend, who, while not actually there, as she had a shift at Crabtree and Evelyn, but assured me she would join the rally on conference call, and the Johnsons had to leave early, as their toddler Ben is an albino. Naturally, the outdoor table irritated his corneas. But the Revolutionary Council took a vote.
You mean you and Stompers?
Yes, me and Stompers.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided that what Teabag needs more than anything is a recruiting drive.
Ah, recruiting drive. Since it's just you and Stompers, you decided, hey, maybe some people would help kick this revolution into high gear, huh?
Exactly.
All right, buddy. So where'd you start the recruiting drive?
My apartment complex. Chantilly by the lake. Stompers and I took the elevator to the top floor and vowed to teabag our way to the very bottom.
So, how many floors is that, man?
Four.
Oh. Now, how many apartments would you say are in the complex?
As many as 16, I think.
So, how many recruits did your liberal action group make?
Well, I think the hour I chose may not have been the best. I found that at 11:30 a.m., most of my potential recruits were at work.
Oh, so you mean all of them were at work.
No, Mark, it might surprise you to learn I had a very successful recruiting day. Heed the names of my new lieutenants that shall haunt the dreams of the right wing. Rosa, the cleaning lady, and Ethan, a seventh grader who was homesick that day but would not open the door all the way. But even through that narrow slot, I managed to teabag him.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself, man. Well, the police are on their way over to you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that badass revolutionary Rosa?
Rosa?
Yeah.
She spoke no English, but I could see in her the burning spirit of Che. So Stompers and I, and Rosa, and Ethan, as soon as he asks his parents, will begin our assault on the neocons. To war, Mark! To war!
Okay, so it's you and Rosa, a 12-year-old boy and a little dog. Buddy, that's not a revolution. That's the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, the story of Teabag will not be a story for children, I can assure you.
You can say that again. I can't take it anymore. I can't let you do this any longer. All right, listen, buddy. Are you in front of a computer right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Type in the word teabag, all right, into the Google image search bar. All right, go ahead. I'll wait.
Okay. T-E-A-B-A-G. There. Let's... Oh, good sweet Lord! What have I done?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. So there you have it. That was a guy from the revolutionary group formerly known as Teabag.
Wow.
Oh, man. Riley, what's going on?
I don't know. You have some odd friends. I just want to
I'll tell you, I think this congestion in my chest has really added a new dimension to my laughter. It's wild.